talking about Torah. Ha'ayin ro'a. We're on page 72, we're learning B'riti Shalom. Ha'ayin ro'a, the eye sees. Eyes. Ho'im ma'aseh nora zeh. We see from this horrible story that we just brought down from Rabbi Matya ben Charash that he stuck with two metal things in his eyes. Sha'derech ha'betucha v'yoter li'natzeh me'etzara. The best way to be safe from this Yetzirah, he rak shmirat ha'inayim, is only shutting the eyes. V'chen omeot ha'gmara, and so the Gemara says, she'en Yetzirah sholet, ela b'ma she'na v'ot. The Yetzirah does not have control only from what his eyes sees. The Yetzirah cannot control it. The Gemara says this. V'chen shamati b'shem Rav Cheshin, and so I heard the name of Rav Cheshin, of Lev Cheshin, big tzaddik, just about 20 years ago, less 20 years ago. Al pi azor hakadosh, according to the Zohar, shel yetzer hara en tzrichi, en reshut leikanes la'adam, ela derech ha'inayim. The yetzer hara has no permission to enter man only through his eyes. Udvarim elu tzrichim la'avin ulekarev otam l'ma'aseh. These things one has to understand and to take action. אנו רואים בחוש שכל מה שאדם רואה הוא חושב עליו. We see it clearly. And anything a man looks at, that's what he thinks of. אין מציאות שאדם רואה משהו. There's no possibility that a person will see something ולא נכנסת לו מחשבה כזו או אחרת לגבי אותו הדבר. And some sort of thought about this thing that he saw will not enter his head. Of course, you see a pillar, you see a Rav Shalom picture, you think about Rav Shalom. Whatever you see, that's what you think of. The Rabbeinu HaKadosh Kotev B'Likutei Maran Torah Mem Tet. The Holy Rebbe writes in B'Likutei Maran in Torah 49, Shamachshavot Tovot, the good thoughts, Hen HaYetzer Tov, that's the good inclination, the good Yetzer. Shamachshavot Raot, the bad thoughts, is the Yetzer Hara, on page 73. יוצא שכל מחשבה רעה היא בעצמה יצרה. So it comes out that every bad thought in itself is a יצרה. וכן ידוע שהבחירה של האדם מתחילה מהרצון. And it's known that the choice of a person, where does it begin? Anyone who's here on Wednesday or Rosh Hashir? What's the choice of a person? רצון. His will. כמו שרבינו הקדוש אומר, רבינו, the Holy Rebbe says, אם רוצה עושה, אם אינו רוצה אינו עושה. If he wants, he does. If he doesn't want, he doesn't do. So where is the choice? By the wanting. You want or don't want. Not you do or don't do. You want or don't want. וגם הרצון מתעורר דרך העיניים והמחשבה. And the will awakens. That's exactly the shiur that I gave on Wednesday. The will awakens through the eyes and the thoughts. Right? How do I know to want Torah? I think about it. I learn about it. I was taught so. I think about it, then I want it. Right? That's what causes you to want. כי כל מה שאדם רואה מכניס למחשבות לראש. Because anything a person sees, it enters his head. It enters thoughts to his head. והמחשבות מעוררות רצונות. טובים או חלילה להפך. Thoughts arise wills. Good wills, hopefully. And if it's not good thoughts, bad will. היוצא למעשה, what comes out practically, שהבחירה מתחילה בעיניים. So we go further back from will. So the root of will is thought. The root of thought is what you see. So the root of choice is what you see in your eyes. וכל הבחירה היא לפי הראיות של אדם. All the choice is according to what a man sees. וצריכים לדעת שהמחשבות רעות הן לא רק מחשבות של עבירות. And we have to know that bad thoughts are not only thinking about doing an aver. אלא כל מחשבה סתמית שאין בה שום תכלית. Rather, every סתם thought, ordinary thought, which has no purpose, סתם crosses the mind. לא טעם ולא ריח, no flavor and no smell. היא גם בחינה של מחשבה רעה, it's also an aspect, it's not sinning, but it's an aspect of a bad thought, שמבזבזת לאדם את הזמן, that wastes a person's time, and burns his life. So like turning on the radio or reading an article in the newspaper, even if it's a clean, it's clean, there's nothing dirty than Haver, is simply a waste of brain. It's a waste of, why do I have to know it? If there's a purpose for me to know it, I'm davening for Am Yisrael, I need to hear. Now everything goes on to know the davening. Let's say a person thinks that. Alright, fine. It's time to hear the news. What's the purpose? I could testify, I know a person that he did tshuva many years ago. And he used to read a newspaper. Haredi newspaper, Amodia, I think, or something, or something religious. And he used to read it for years. And then he stopped reading it. He said, now I started living. He said, I was connected to this world. I was totally connected to this world. Why do I have to know this garbage? Also, so you put it in the bathroom, let's say, right? Put it in the bathroom, so you don't waste your time in the bathroom, right? It comes out, you waste time. Why? Because you stay there longer. You're going to read till the end of the article or whatever. Chaval al hazman. Chaval al hazman. Chaval on every moment. Chaval was said about Sarah Imenu. He said a chiddush. Like, same way a person is 100 years old, I don't know how much time I still have left, right? I'm already old. So I'll do the best and everything. That's how Sarah Imenu lived when she was 20. She was 20, she was like 100, Allah always said. She always, what? How could I do more and do more for Hashem? What could I do more? After the Baal Shem Tov explains that a person where he thinks, that's where he is. Where he thinks, that's where he is. Yeah, Baal Shem Tov says, where you think, that's where you are. What about that? What
was the message out there, even though?
So that's fine. I don't call. I don't turn on the radio. I call them. Don't have a number? I'll give you the number after the show. I call them directly, and I hear the same thing they broadcast on the radio. Yeah, I also check it because my wife always wants to know: is it going to be warm or colder? Is it going to rain? Can hear the forecast. Fine. There's a purpose to it. I remember once they said it was going to snow. 2 years ago, maybe. And I've always gave a shir. He said, it's not going to snow, I'm telling you. So how do you know? He said, because they said it's going to snow. He said, Hashem will show them that they're just machines. It's just machines that are telling you it's going to snow. And it didn't snow. The truth is that usually they're 99% on the line. The machines that they have are very accurate nowadays. Yeah. Okay. Mi ata be'emet, who are you really? Is what you think. What you have in your brain, in your head. Im ken, so if that's so, gan lemale et ha'rosh b'stam kol minei machshavot shtutiyot. So filling up your brains, stam, with empty nonsense. Ze gam pogea mod ba'adam. It also hurts a person very much, blemishes. Ki machshavot betelot amot shata batlan. Because thoughts with no purpose, that means that you're a person with no purpose. If you have a purpose, your mind will think. Think about Hashem, you'll think about what you need to do right now. You won't just stam, sit in. Think about the moon or something. It doesn't work like that. Ki adam wa machshava. A man is his thoughts, as we learned a lot of times. Ha'batalai em kol chatat. And person not to do anything, wasting your time, is the mother of all sin. Shehi ha'mevi'ad yishamu, shakara shigaon. It brings a person to boredness, which this means craziness. Someone's bored is crazy. Everyone knows that. Someone has nothing to do, you'll go nuts. I saw a movie a long time ago. But we could learn something out of it. Now I know why I saw it. It's pretty clean, the movie, most of it. About this guy who the plane crashed. And he stayed on an island for like 7 years or something. And in order for him not to be crazy, also a football, also he found a football there. It was an empty island, there was nothing there. And he, with his blood or something, he made the pictures of like a face, and he used to talk to the ball, so he doesn't go nuts. That's done. That's done. A person who doesn't talk with anyone, doesn't do anything, he can go to Michigan. Yeah, he didn't know about Hashem there. However, when he got back, he saw that his wife was married to someone else. Because he didn't hear of it, the plane crashed, and he didn't know what's going on. So, by Judaism, what did happen? The famous story of Moshe Feinstein. This lady came, this lady after the Holocaust, she came to America, and she had a paper that she lets her to get married, that her husband died, and she got married, she has kids, and then her husband shows up years later. So she went to Moshe, now all the kids are mamzerim. So she went to Moshe Feinstein, very sad story, she went to Moshe Feinstein, and he told her, bring me the page, I want to see the paper that the Rav wrote you. He said, this Rav? Impossible he wrote this. Hashem won't, I know him well, he's a tzaddik, impossible Hashem will bring such a great takala under his hand. And he's thinking, how could it be? And he suddenly turned to the woman and he starts shouting at her, admit that you forged it. She admitted. She forged it.
It was a forgery. So how did they get a forgery? How did they make a forgery?
She made a letter and she signed the Rav's name and she said basically she'd get married. She was sure her husband's dead, yeah? But the rabbis couldn't permit her because they didn't have enough evidence.
So she did it anyway.
Now she has to divorce her husband. Both husbands have to give her gifts. And the kids in Mamzei, and they can't get married. They can't marry anyone. This is 40 years ago or something. 50 years ago. Many years ago. Very sad, yeah.
Well, if I remember right, can't they marry Garen?
No. Yeah. Not pitom, Mamzeirim, Gerim? Not pitom. No.
Yes.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Not gerim. Gerim only of eved knani or something like that. Only like that. That's stam ger. That's stam ger. The ger of eved knani. You marry eved knani, and the children they have are regular Jews. Not stam ger, no.
Okay.
So that's how.
So then the kids are stuck.
Moms wanted to have children.
Well,
he wanted them to be Jewish.
You can tell a woman, you know, come, let's say I'll buy you.
So he bought a woman. So
right.
Instead, theoretically, you could go to Malaysia, buy a woman.
And then she has to accept herself certain halachas.
Right. And then she gets pregnant. You know?
And then the kids are Jews.
And the kids are Jews.
Yeah. It's the only way. That's the only way to continue the to marry other mamzerim, the kids are still mamzerim. Yeah. You shouldn't know from these things. They say, I met a Rav who dealt with a lot with the mamzerim and stuff, situations. Because unfortunately, they are in this country also. And he told me that he followed a few mamzerim he knew of. No one knew the mamzerim. And all of them that he followed their life, they died at a young age. Car accident, army, all kinds of weird things, illness. Hashem didn't let them grow. Didn't let them grow and get married. Because no one knew. And you're not allowed to say. If it's not famous, you're not allowed to say. The Gemara says like that.
They knew they were.
Huh?
They knew
the mother knew.
The mother.
And the Rabbi knew.
And the
children did.
So that's a double whammy for the mother. That's a double pain for the mother.
Yeah, but it's better than that.
It was a wedding.
It was a what?
Wedding. So it was in the Kupa, and the mother crossed to the prince, go to the Rav and say, oh, I have to say something to you. And
you were there?
No, I didn't go. So his mother said to the Rav that he is
Mamzel.
That the mom said. So the Rav had that, it's nasty. He made the wedding.
Yeah.
Because of comparison. So now he say, stop wedding or as well. So I don't know what is more important at this moment, the embarrassment or the
I heard this story.
No, it's a story weird.
But they got married, they lived together?
Yeah.
But the kids?
No, I heard the story that there was a different story that the mother said that their mom's Zerum and the Rev said there's no proof.
No, but exactly. Also,
you see, okay.
How could you know?
I mean, this is a very famous Rav. Because Rav Dror gave the story.
Yeah. Yeah, they could do that. You don't say. You could say, you're going to say the mom, though, we don't trust. So only if something's famous, like everyone knows that this married woman who goes with everyone or whatever, then that's a problem. So. Page 73, we'll continue with Hashem next week.